All right, we're just turning on the mics live because that's how we roll. And it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder.
Is there a Cinco de Mayo party going on down there? What's going on?
Can I just tell you something? Steve Bertrand is upstairs in the newsroom, and we have several guests. We are celebrating Cinco de Mayo. We have a wonderful mariachi band, Sones de Mexico, and I almost get the feeling like Bill is going to propose to me.
It gets very romantic in here.
That's what it seems
like. It really does. It gets very romantic. And Sones de Mexico, if I may translate, means Sones of Mexico.
All right. The director of Sones de Mexico, Juan Diaz. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. Here's where I mic him. All right. We're figuring this out.
We'll figure it out.
All right, we want to talk to Juan real quickly because here's the thing. I have been to Mexico a couple of times. I really enjoy Mexican food, but I don't know the history behind Cinco de Mayo, which I know means the 5th of May.
Yeah.
And is it celebrated in Mexico, or are we Americans just like to eat Mexican food?
No, it's a holiday. It's a federal holiday, so people in Mexico get the day off today.
And it's signifying what? What's the story behind it?
Many people confuse the Cinco de Mayo with Mexican Independence Day, but it is not. It celebrates a battle in the state of Puebla, which took place in the year of 1862. And there was a general, Ignacio Zaragoza, who was under the government of Benito Juarez. Benito Juarez, we're standing on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and just right across the street, there's a statue of a Mexican president. Benito Juarez, he was the ruler of Mexico then.
Yes.
Mexico had a foreign debt to the United States and France.
Yes.
And that president felt that they were using the debt to oppress Mexico, and he said, we're not paying.
Yeah.
The U.S. was in the middle of a civil war
in
1862, and they said, we're not going to do anything about it. But the French had lost the Louisianas, and they wanted to have a foothold in the Americas. They had lost their life. So they said, this is our opportunity to take Mexico and claim it for France. So they sent Napoleon's army to Mexico. Everyone was scared of them. And Ignacio Zaragoza, who's a veteran of the El Alamo in Texas, he confronted the French in Puebla and defeated them. Very unlikely. I mean, the most powerful army in the world was invading Mexico, and he went and defeated them.
How about that?
So that became a federal, national holiday. Cinco de Mayo, 1862.
That's outstanding.
Thank you for that history lesson, because I'm sure there are a lot of people that don't realize that, and they don't know why they're going out for margaritas. And
right, half-price margaritas.
Right.
There's a lot more behind it. And I think Wendy and I just got college credit for your story, so thank you very much. We now can get our bachelor's degree.
So Sones de Mexico, Mexico, I guess I should say, correct? Juan Diaz, and you guys are going to be playing a free concert tonight downtown Aurora in Millennium Plaza Gazebo. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's free. It's Beyond the Music, a musical geography of Mexico. So we want to plug that. We thank you so much for coming up here first.
Yeah. And we also want to thank the National Endowment for the Arts, because they are underwriting this concert.
Well, that's outstanding.
Teaching people about Mexico and playing music from different areas. We're getting ready to play a song from the state of Zacatecas, and it's a march that was written at the end of last century, the end of 19th century, and it's still really popular. They call it the second national anthem for Mexico.
Oh.
All right, now you're playing double roles, because you got to run over to the upright bass
it'll take me 3 seconds. Just, right over there.
During that, just quickly tell us, what is the name of the march that you guys will be playing?
The March of Zacatecas.
March of Zacatecas.
Marcha de Zacatecas.
Marcha de Zacatecas. Okay,
very, close, very good. Close, Bill, but, whatever. You said it fairly well. All right. Very exciting. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo with Sones de Mexico here on WGN Radio. could not keep still during that.
I marched twice. I didn't want to. I had to.
Sones de Mexico. I loved all the change-ups in that. How beautiful.
Yeah. So pretty, Juan. Really so pretty. And the instruments, I know this is radio and people can't see it. The instruments are so ornate. I'm looking at a harp and the wood carving on that harp is just stunning.
Yeah, we have Sagbet Pichardo here on the harp.
Beautiful. Hello.
Beautiful.
We have Eric Hines on drums.
Hello,
he's
Eric.
Got a snare drum and a cymbal.
Can I tell you, usually the drummer has the most stuff to pack in, but now you got a giant harp. We're not mm-hmm. talking a harmonica, a mouth harp. This is a harp, an mm-hmm. upright bass. Drummer got off easy today.
Yeah, I was playing the bass, and we have Herendira Esguerra on violin.
Beautiful.
Over the violin was Gonzalo Córdoba on the guitar.
So good.
And Lorena Iñiguez here on the vihuela.
Lorraine is so good. Every one of you, just wonderful.
You can't keep your head still when you're listening to music, mm-hmm. and I can't stop smiling when I'm mm-hmm. listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you guys all smiling, too. This is really fun for you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
We like to see the people walking on Michigan Avenue, like, peeking in. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Music brings everyone together.
It really does. Well, thank you, guys. You're sounding so good. Don't go anywhere yet, because we'll talk more about Cinco de Mayo and Sones de Mexico, just playing some stunning music. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right. We are celebrating Cinco de Mayo with a band called Sones de Mexico as we celebrate this holiday. They will be performing tonight, 6 p.m., downtown Aurora, Millennium Plaza Gazebo.
And it's free, Wendy, right?
Absolutely.
There's no charge on this. You just show up and that's all you need to do.
Juan Diaz is the director of Sones de Mexico, and I believe we're going to do another song. So whenever you're ready. I could could listen to this all day.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Sones de Mexico, the director Juan Diaz is here. Just curious if you guys are going to go home and take a little siesta before you head out to Aurora tonight to the Millennium Plaza Gazebo for your free concert.
Yeah, I think we're going to go have a cheeseburger.
Why wouldn't you? Explain real briefly. We only have a minute, but please explain the type of dance that was going on there during the song.
Yeah, the title of the song is Zapateado. It means foot tapping song. So yeah. It's really highlighting the Lorena is standing on a wooden box,
yes,
about maybe a couple feet wide, and she has these hard-soled shoes.
Yes. To create
so
that knocking sound.
It's basically another percussion instrument, but it's played with your feet.
Kevin, our producer, kept answering the door. He thought somebody was trying to get in. He didn't know what to make of it.
A woodpecker outside. Yeah.
But it's amazing because you're adding percussion to the song, and yet you're entertaining the masses by dancing, so it's double your pleasure, double your fun. Yeah. Great job.
So good. You guys sound amazing.
So we'll be out in Aurora playing for about an hour, and after us, Jim Sanders and his group Conjunto, they'll be playing Latin jazz, so... Mm. You can make an evening out of it.
You feel frisky after that. That's what you will.
Guaranteed.
Your website for people to find out your schedule, because you guys are just extremely amazing.
So we're a local band. We've been around for 23 years. Sones de Mexico Ensemble. And our website is sonesdemexico.com. And we have lots of shows coming up this year. So
go see Sones de Mexico.
Go see us.
Also Juan, can find us on Facebook. They always say Juan is the loneliest number, but there's no evidence of that today. You seem like you're in great shape.
God. I'm sorry for him. I really am. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thanks, guys. We'll take a quick break and then some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I always think of Pee Wee Herman now.
Well, you can't not. I mean... And I'm surprised you didn't do that thing in there.
I did it earlier.
Did you do it earlier?
I'm spent. I want to thank Bob Ferguson, by the way, who did some fantastic engineering for Sones de Mexico. And please go see them downtown Aurora, Millennium Plaza Gazebo. Free concert tonight at 6. They'll be playing for an hour. They were really sensational.
They're so good. We have covered the sounds of Cinco de Mayo, now the flavors and the aromas of Cinco de Mayo. Jeff Gorbina joins us right now from Tamale's Restaurant in Highland Park, the most incredible Mexican food experience you'll ever have. Everything delicious, not a single item on the menu, less than 4 stars. Jeff, how are you? Nice to see you.
Buenos tardes.
Thank you. No, you're right on time.
Does that mean that?
I think it means I'm tardy. I'm sorry for being tardy.
Good afternoon, kind of, but there is double meaning to the tardy.
What does it
tardy
mean?
Can be late.
Oh,
you
really?
Are absolutely right.
Yeah.
See what happens if you would have taken Spanish instead of French?
I know, I took French. It did nothing for me.
You know
me.
How aloha means both goodbye and hello?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same with tardy. It means right on time or fashionably late. Don't
so
know why.
I'm right one of the times.
Yeah, you're right one of the times.
Like
you're
a broken clock.
Jeff, I just said this and I mean this. I've sent so many people to your restaurant over the years, and everybody comes back and says the same thing. Wow, was that good. I've never had anybody say anything bad about the restaurant. Everybody enjoys it. What's the key to this? What's the key to the success over at Tamale's?
Really trying to understand the wants and the specific needs. Sometimes there's a lot of dietary restrictions these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grandmas can't have this spicy. So, you know, there's lots of restrictions. Everybody's allergic to something.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that
you know,
makes it difficult for someone who runs a restaurant now, doesn't it?
It does on occasion, you know. But as long as they're willing to give me the opportunity to have a conversation, you know, there's the kitchen starts with food, and it's all natural. You know, they're all real ingredients. So to give my customers something similar but different isn't too difficult as long as they're willing to express themselves clearly.
Are these traditional recipes that you've that have been handed down to you?
There, nothing's been handed down. They're either I do a combination of things, or actually the chef does it. He's been with me forever. His name is Juan Herrera. He's a great guy, hardest working guy I know. And we'll do either a traditional product with unique ingredients or a unique product with traditional ingredients.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say this. I don't know if you'll say it, but I'll say it about you. You are a restaurateur to the throwback days of restaurants when you really spent a lot of time with the clientele. every time I'm in there, I see you going table to table, making sure everything isn't just good, but sharing a few minutes, talking to the people. You have to do that. That personalizes the business, right?
Absolutely. If I could sit down and eat every meal with my customers, I absolutely would. I might weigh 1,000 pounds in a week or two. But you always want to make sure everything's the right spice temperature, you know, the right amount of heat, the right actual temperature. Mm-hmm. You always want to make sure the presentation is proper. You always want to make sure that, you know, everything comes out exactly the way it should. Mm-hmm. And with all the natural ingredients, it's difficult to tell, you know. Sometimes you can get two peppers from the same exact plant grown in the same exact sun exposure, you know, planted at the same exact time.
Yeah.
And cosecha. I'm thinking half in Spanish today,
I guess.
You
just swore it, Wendy, in Spanish, didn't you?
I deserved it.
Whatever.
So, and like a poblano pepper, some are hot, some are spicy, and you never know.
Absolutely. Some are hot and some are spicy and some are more mild.
Yeah.
Now, you know how a lot of restaurants will say, either on the menu or the waitstaff will go, sorry, no substitutions. That's it. We have it's in writing. That's what you get. At your place, I've seen so many people go, I want this, but can you do this for me? And you're always very accommodating.
There's certain things I can do and there's certain things I can't and certain things that I'm willing to do, but you just have to understand it takes a little longer. They're all fresh ingredients, mm-hmm. you know, it's so tough to calibrate. You know, if the things were coming out of a can, if things were frozen, if things weren't homemade, you know, it makes a difference.
Yep, yep. Let's explain the key lime pie. Now, I'm a traditionalist. I like the key lime pie that comes from Florida, from the Keys in Florida, where it was invented. And it's very, very hard
to
find
tamales.
Authentic.
It's the best I've
you
ever had.
You guys absolutely nail it. It's not just on par with what goes on in the Keys. It's better than most of what goes on in the Keys.
You'd be surprised how many times I hear that.
Because
you know,
what
and
are
it's
you
an
doing?
Honor to me.
How are you pulling this off?
He's not going to share his recipe.
You can
with
tell
you.
Me. You know, I'm not going to open
well,
a restaurant.
It goes from everything from a homemade crust to homemade whipped cream to the homemade filling.
And it's lime-flavored whipped cream. It's
yes.
not just regular standard whipped cream-flavored whipped cream. You guys have somehow figured out how to make it lime whipped cream. It's so good.
And absolutely. It's tart. That's what I like. Sometimes a key lime pie can be too sweet, and then why bother eating it?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is tart.
That takes the proper combination of lemon and lime, to be perfectly honest.
What
but
are you most
natural.
Proud of there at the restaurant? What's the one thing you're most proud of, food-wise or drink-wise?
You want to know what? One of my favorites these days, you know, everybody's on a diet.
Yeah.
To be honest, my favorite these days has been the chicken tacos with the lettuce wrap.
Yeah, that's so
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah, no tortilla.
Love it. No tortilla. You don't walk away feeling bloated and too full. And, you know, everybody has celiac, so, you know, there's no problem with that. You know, it pleases pretty much everybody. And I looked at a plate the other day at the restaurant, and somebody was saying, but Jeff, I'm on a diet. And I looked at them, and I said, the most processed thing on your plate is the cheese.
Mm.
Everything else,
right.
you know, guacamole, 100% fresh ingredients. The pico de gallo, 100% fresh ingredients. You know, the meat itself, 100% yeah. fresh ingredient. The lettuce, you know, people say, well, what about we get in regular heads of lettuce and we shred our own, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of restaurants that'll buy shredded lettuce. Don't
nope.
even do that.
Even
mango
the key
relish.
Lime pie I just mentioned, 2 calories per slice. How do you do it? It's I don't know how you pull that off. It's amazing.
The kilocalories.
Is that what it counts as?
It does make a difference, though, when you go to a restaurant and you see someone who owns it come up and say, how is everything tonight? I remember the first time it happened, you're kind of confused, like, what do they want?
Mm-hmm.
But it really, that relationship keeps people coming back and awesome food.
It is so nice to have seen some of the kids and the families grow and expand. And,
sure.
You know, sometimes the little kids are coming in and, you know, they remember something from decades ago.
Yeah.
You know, the restaurant's been around for over 25 years.
And we've told this story in the past, but you started out, you were a busboy at the restaurant originally and worked your way up and eventually bought it.
I was a waiter, and then I became the right-hand man to the owner, and then he just kind of wanted to retire and step
yeah.
away, and yeah, I was able to step up. It was great.
Great success story. The outdoor isn't open yet?
Well, I'll open it if somebody's going to sit in 50 degrees.
Well, you have those heaters, those great outdoor heaters. We've been there on temperatures around 55 or 60, and with the heater, it seems like it's perfect.
And I'll even supply the serapes that I have. Every time my friends or family go to Mexico, they stop by and they say, Jeff, what do you need from Mexico? What can we bring you? And I say, you want to know what? When you're on the beach, you know, haggling for your silver jewelry,
right.
Do me a favor. Spend $5, $10 on a serape,
yep.
And then they come back, they get washed, and they get put over the chairs, and you know, you'd be surprised, you know, and if you know, women and men and
yep.
children and elder people run different temperatures, you know, one person wants a serape and it allows everybody else to sit outside, you know, it makes people happy that.
Wendy, my family and I go there, we put on the serapes and we act out scenes from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly during dinner. It's fantastic.
Jeff, I thought you wanted people to go there. And what did you say? Coseca?
Cosecha. That's the
it
harvest.
Means harvest. Somebody texted us to help you out there. Address, phone number, and website. Can you help us out with that?
Absolutely. Address is 493 Central Avenue, Highland Park. The website is tamalesmexicanrestaurant.com. And the phone number is 847-433-4070.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing what you're going to share with the listener. Cinco de Mayo, we thought, you know, Jeff, why don't you give a little something to the listener, and a $5 gift certificate's not going to really be that much.
Well, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Right. So you came up with a $55 gift certificate. It's May 5th, 5-5, so $55 going out to?
The fifth caller, of
course.
Let's
do it. Let's do it. Caller 5 right now at 312-981-7200 gets to sample the incredible cuisine over at Tamale's Restaurant in Highland Park. Again, the phone number is 847-433-4070. Everything's good, but my personal recommendation goes to the Duck Tacos, which are amazing.
And
so good.
Thank you so much. And I just want to tell you, listeners, and Jeff, you as well, Bill is picky. So if you love it, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's not disappointed because today the situation, because we do a lot of catering for special events, so I purposely brought duck burritos, kind of trying to wean Bill off
tacos?
Of the duck tacos.
No, I see what you're doing.
So that way it's easier for him to grab and go before the rest of the staff grabs it and leaves.
That happens. We've seen it happen.
Thank you so much.
Jeff,
Holly
thanks.
From Deerfield. So look, she's close by.
Very easy.
She's going to go to Tamale's Restaurant, thanks to Jeff Gorbina, 493 Central Avenue, Highland Park. You can go to tamalesmexicanrestaurant.com.
Do it. You'll love it. We'll take a quick break and then more show. So stay where you are. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank
Bill
you for
and Wendy,
having
WGN.
Me.